Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
All right, so you've had a second here. The folks at Circa have put the number for Brock Bowers at 11.5. You're going over or under. We'll say for purposes of the conversation that over, I don't know how they do it. For purposes of the conversation, we will say that over means before, not after, 11.5. Bowers, 11.5, over, under.
Over.
DT's on over. Road Dog, what you got?
I would think under, but I'd have to look at the teams and what who would want to tight end.
I know the Jets have been linked to him a lot in people's mind, and they're trying to keep Aaron Rodgers happy. I would lean towards the idea he's going before 11.5. It's not a lock. I don't think I'm going to need to get on a plane to Vegas to make sure I can get my money in at Circa between next week and Thursday. But if I was standing there with some money burning a hole in my pocket, I think I'd lean to the idea he goes before 11.5. But there are certainly some who are skeptical on that, and Vegas has not given anybody any freebies. Meanwhile, Mims. What do you got for Mims? 24.5 is where they put it. So will he go before pick 25 or not? Offensive linemen, it's so hard to know what teams think of them because you have teams that have a need and just force the issue sometimes, but then you also have teams that maybe feel like a guy doesn't fit their style that well. As good as Mims' talent is, you're still talking about a guy who has not started many games, who I think some teams might be a little reluctant to take quite that high. It feels to me like the kind of team that would take him at 20 is also the kind of team that would say, if we drop 7 spots, we could still get him. So I'm going to go after 24.5 as where he goes. Guys, you want to take a crack at that one?
That one's a toss-up for me. I'll go with you at the under. I've seen him going in the second round more than I thought. I would see.
I agree. I think he'll go over the... Am I saying these things right? I don't know. I think he'll go over the number projected.
So later than 24
yes.
and a half. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know what they're using for their term. So we could just say on the backside. But 24.5 is where they said it. So at least the folks in Vegas are clearly hearing some things that make them think Mims is going earlier in the first round. 24.5 the number for them. And our last one for the Dogs, Ladd McConkey.
Can't wait to hear this number.
32.5.
Ooh, so basically first round or not. Huh?
Is Ladd McConkey a first round pick or not?
Ooh.
I think there's some teams that really like him. What's interesting, though, too, is yeah, you can judge some guys by whether or not they've made visits to certain teams and so forth. I know there are some people in Charlotte who are very much hoping that the Panthers will take Ladd McConkey because they think it's exactly the kind of player that they need to try and get Bryce Young going. And they've got that first pick of the second round. They haven't had him in for a visit, though. They haven't been closely associated with him. So even though a lot of people there are saying he's a perfect fit, give me Ladd McConkey, at least publicly, the Panthers have not showed their hand they would be excited about that.
You don't expect that franchise to make a good decision here, do you?
No. In fact, if you look in that piece from earlier that we talked about, the ESPN lengthy piece that if you haven't heard about it, again, check it out today if you are a Falcon fan about why Belichick didn't get the job. Just one of the little nuggets in that piece is that David Tepper, the Panthers owner, was interested in Belichick, but that he likes to go over the play calling and question his coaches. He likes to go through analytics and question his coaches' play calling and didn't think that would be a fit with Belichick. It's like, yeah, I don't think that.
Because he bought that team because he was so successful as a football coach, and that's why he ended up buying the team? Is that how that worked?
He's an interesting dude, man. The thing about Tepper is, one, he is this hugely rich individual, second wealthiest guy, I believe, in the NFL now after the Broncos folks got their team. Second wealthiest guy in the league, was a part of the Steelers organization as an owner, which is part of why he was selected as the person who would get the chance to run the Panthers, is that idea that, hey, he's already got some NFL experience. He knows what he's doing, and nothing about how he runs that organization is in any way like the Steelers at all. It's kind of amazing. You would look at them and say, well, if they are interested in McConkey, and again, everybody over there that's not publicly involved with the Panthers seems to be really into McConkey. You know, would you trade up those three picks, five picks, whatever, to get him if he was hanging around at the end of the round, if you really liked him? But, man, the idea of Ladd McConkey in a draft that is so loaded with receiver talent, the idea that somebody's going to take him first round, that's a little rich for my blood. I'm not saying he can't be worthy of a first-round pick, but how much have we seen in the last few years? You can get receiving talent, running back talent in the third round that is really productive. Investing a first-round pick in a wide receiver, even a late first-round pick in a wide receiver, you better be getting somebody you think is incredible. Has McConkey done enough that he is incredible as a prospect to some organization? That's hard for me to believe. So I'm going with early second for him, but not first for me. Derek, you got a call on this one?
Oh, that sounds just about right. Chuck Oliver has me convinced that the Chiefs are going to want to snag him in there at the end of the first round. So I'll give over just because that's such an exciting player.
All right, Road Dog, what you got?
The terms are really confusing me here. When after Derek,
just say after 32.
Yeah,
or not.
I think he'll be. I'm going to say this is my homerism showing here, but I want him to go in the first round, so I'm going to say under the 32.5. So he'll go be in a lesser number.
I was just doing what he told me when we started that we'd say over.
It was confusing me to the heck.
Yeah, but blame it on me if we confused anybody. But again, those are the numbers: 11.5, 24.5, and 32.5 for those guys in Vegas. So if you have something you like, then hit a plane or hit a buddy and get out there. Maybe you can make some money and root for your guy on draft night. A couple other quick things for the Bulldog beat. Wide receiver Tyler Williams is into the portal, was a four-star in last year's class, not expected to play a big role in 2024. And this is the kind of guy that maybe before would stick around, develop over a couple of years, turn into something. Now, if you're not seeing playing time fairly quickly, it's not surprising that guys look to hit the portal. So that's a name that moves in after they lost a tailback the day before. Also, a first name that I have seen Georgia associated with as supposedly expressing interest in as a prospect, Keandre Lambert-Smith, as of this morning, was considered the best wide receiver in the portal. That could change, obviously, over the next couple of weeks. But he was Penn State's leading receiver last year, 6'1", 184, and a guy that had 53 catches, 673 yards, 4 touchdowns last year. He's in the portal, and the Dogs, at least according to On3, have reached out to him. Again, where his interest is going to be. Some of the other teams reported to at least be early connections. Auburn, Texas A&M, Colorado, West Virginia. But that's the first kid I've seen the Dogs at least linked to as a name that maybe they might have some interest in. Also, if you are a Bulldog fan, pretty good chance you're going to pick up a new quarterback today. Findlay, Ohio quarterback Ryan Montgomery is going to announce a commitment today. Four-star player who is considered number 12 nationally at the quarterback position, listed as 6'3", 215. Montgomery's announcement is scheduled today for 3 o'clock, and it's not official that it's going to be the Dogs, but I could tell you that South Carolina, who has been recruiting this kid forever and really thought he was going to be their quarterback at 25, South Carolina fully expects him to be a Dog. So unless he's throwing them a curveball, and his visit that he was supposed to have with them was next week, so he was supposed to be in for their spring game, and now he's committing before that. He's visited them plenty, so I guess he could still on his own have just made up his mind and say, I'll come to the official visit as someone who is a commitment. He could, but every vibe seems to be that he's going to be Georgia's quarterback in the 2025 class. So again, 3 o'clock today, you'll get your answer on that, but sure sounds like Ryan Montgomery is looking like he's going to be a Dog.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.